Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tokba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Numbers 33 through 36 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for another day, giving you glory and honor because you and you alone are the true and the living God. Amen. It is you who created all things, everything that we see in creation and all of mankind. You are our creator, our keeper. You are our help. You are the one that paved the way for us in everything that we say and everything that we do. Even in this hour, we give you glory, O God, because there is none like you in heaven or in earth. There is none like you. You are the all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. And we give you glory, O God, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the things that you have done, for the mercies that you have wrought, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that you have formed in each and every one of our lives. We give you glory, oh God, for loving us with an everlasting love and making God coming down through 40 and two generations, preparing yourself a body, Lord God, whereby you might become the perfect sacrifice for the sins that we have sinned, the things that we have done. You took upon yourself on that day in Calvary, on Calvary in Golgotha, the place of the skull. You went to that place for me. You went to that place for every listener that is listening on today, that you might redeem us, oh God, from death, hell, and the grave, and that we might be renewed and reconciled back to the Father, that our alienated relationship be reconciled back to the Father. Oh God, I give you glory today. I honor you, Lord Jesus. And oh, and I say this morning, Lord, I just don't know how to praise you enough, Lord God. But I do know that you are my Lord and my Savior. You are my help and my keeper. You are my provider. You are my strength. You are the one who sustains me every day and every hour. You are the one that remedies my conflict, that lifts my head when I'm down. You are the one that fixes everything when I'm in distress. You are the one who provides sustenance for me and gives me talents and abilities to go forward and be successful. It's been you all along. Jesus, I give you glory, oh God. I give you glory, Lord God. I give you praise and I honor you, Lord God, in the presence of all these that are listening on this program. And I lift them up before you, Lord God, because you have great and mighty things for them as well. And you said, Lord, if we call upon your name, if we call on you, that you would show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Oh, Lord God, here we are, Lord God, in your presence, calling on you, Jesus. Lord God, some of us need rescuing this morning, including myself. Some of us need help this morning, including myself. Some of us need refreshment this morning, including myself. Some of us need comfort this morning, including myself. Some of us need revelation this morning, including myself. Some of us need your presence to move in our lives forever and ever, and to transition us from place to place, from level to level, Lord God, until we're safely in your arms, including myself. Oh, Lord God, I honor you today because you are God. It's only been you, only you, only you. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your movement, the movement of your spirit. I thank you, Lord, because you are a keeper and a help, Lord God, even when we are going in the opposite direction, Lord, that you have
send us. You keep us, and you align us and realign us and repurpose us and remold us and remake us so that we can be that that we were purposed and destined to be from the very beginning. You use all of our foolishness, Lord God, to turn us into a object, a vessel of excellence in your presence. And I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I give you glory. I give you praise and I honor you. Oh, Lord God, bless as we go forward in the word on this morning. Bless, Lord God, as we read, Lord Jesus, open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding directly from your throne. Bless us, Lord God, to receive your revelation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts and to our minds, Lord God, and show us what it is that we need to gain, Lord God, from these words that we are reading today. Open us up wide, Lord God, to your spirit. Oh, Lord God, and pour into us, Lord Jesus. Pour into each and every one of us. Oh, Lord God, because we need you. We need you, Lord, more than we need our next breath. We need you, Lord, more than we need the next beat of our hearts. We need you, Lord, more than anything. Oh, Lord God, move in us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Lift up our heads on today, Lord God. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And this battle, oh, my God, is yours, Lord God, because we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to handle ourselves. Lord God, all we know is, oh, here we are. Here I am, and this hurts, Lord God. Here I am, and I don't know. I just don't know. But you, oh, God, you know. You see the beginning, Lord God. You saw from the beginning, and you see our very ending. You see all things, and we are strategically placed in your hands that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord God, we were created to make your name glorious. Oh God, help us, Jesus, to do just that. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, to do just that. Make your name glorious. Oh, my God, I give you glory, praise, and honor today, Lord God. Bless us as we go forward in the word. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, let not one soul leave this prayer, Lord God, without having been touched by the mighty hand of God, Lord God, without having been redeemed by your great salvation. Lord, bring salvation forth with your mighty hands, Lord God, in the lives of every listener. No matter where they are in the world, Lord God, you see and you know. And you know each and every one of us by name. You know our secrets. You know, Lord God, the things that we don't want anybody else to see and the things we try to correct, Lord God, without anyone knowing. You know, Lord God. Oh, Lord, make us, Lord God. Make us, Lord. Make us, Lord God. As you purposed us from the very beginning, as you destined us, Lord God, to go forth in the greatness that you have given each and every human life. You made all of us to be great, everyone, oh, Lord. And I know, I recognize that all of our greatness does not look the same, but yet and still it is great because it was formed by you, the God of the universe, the Lord of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, God, I give you glory as we go forth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. We're reading from Numbers, amen, chapters 33 through 36. Amen. I've left us little time, amen. And I do realize that this broadcast is going to go into overtime. So please, if you're not able to hear it, amen, go to the archives, download it, and listen to it from there, because it will be there in its entirety. Even when we go into overtime, amen, the broadcast goes into archive in its full extent. So you won't miss anything. God bless you. Amen. We're reading from Numbers chapters 33 through 36 on today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. These are the journeys of the children of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their
starting points. They departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. And on the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all Egyptians, for the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. Also on their gods, the Lord had executed judgment. Then the children of Israel moved from Ramesses and camped in Succoth. They departed from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They moved from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which is east of Baal-Zephon, and they camped near Migdal. They departed from before Hahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped at Marah. They moved from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. They moved from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They moved from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophkah. They departed from Dophkah and camped at Alush. They moved from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They departed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They moved from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They departed from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They departed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. They departed from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. They departed from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. They moved from Libna and camped at Risa. They journeyed from Risa and camped at Kalatha. They moved from Kalatha and camped at Mount Shefer. They moved from Mount Shefer and camped at Harada. They moved from Harada and camped at Mechelos. They moved from Mechelos and camped at Tahath. They departed from Tahath and camped at Terah. They moved from Terah and camped at Mizkah. They moved from Mizkah and camped at Hashmana. They departed from Hashmana and camped at Moseroth. They departed from Moseroth and camped at Bnei Jakan. They moved from Bnei Jakan and camped at Hor Haggadah. They went from Hor Haggadah and camped at Jabatha. They moved from Jabatha and camped at Abrana. They departed from Abrana and camped at Ezon Geber. They moved from Ezon Geber and camped in wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. They moved from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the border of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. On the first day of the fifth month, Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now the king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. So they departed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmana. They departed from Zalmana and camped at Punan. They departed from Punan and camped at Oboth. They departed from Oboth and camped at Ejah-Ebarim at the border of Moab. They departed from Edom and camped at Dibon-Gad. They moved from Dibon-Gad and camped at Almon-Delathan. They moved from Almon-Delathan and camped in the mountains of Barim, before Nebo. They departed from the mountains of Abarim and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Shemoth as far as Abel Acacia Grove in the plains of Moab. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it. And I have For I have given you the land to possess, and you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance. The land of Canaan to its boundaries, your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. Then your southern border shall extend eastward to the end of the Salt Sea. Your border shall turn from the southern side of the ascent of Akarabim, continue to Zin, and be on the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go to Hazar Adar and continue to Asmon. The border shall turn from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea for a border. This shall be your western border, and this shall be your northern border. From the great sea you shall mark out your border line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out your border to the entrance of Hamath. Then the direction of the border shall be toward Zedad. The border shall proceed to Zephron and shall end at Hazar Enon. This shall be your northern border. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar Enon to Shepham. The border shall go from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border shall go down and reach to the eastern side of the Sea of Shinnereth. The border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with its surrounding boundaries. Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the houses of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance. And the half tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, eastward toward the sunrise. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take one leader of every tribe to divide the land for the inheritance. These are the names of the men from the tribe of Judah: Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the tribe Shemuel the son of Amihud. From the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad the son of Cheslon. A leader from the tribe of the children of Dan, Buki, the son of Jagli. From the sons of Joseph, a leader from the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel, the son of Ephod. And a leader from the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shiptan. A leader from the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elisaphan, the son of Parnak. A leader from the tribe of Issachar, Paltiel, the son of Azan. A leader from the tribe of the children of Asher, Ehihud, the son of Shilomi. And a leader from the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahel, the son of Amihud. These are the ones the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance among the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they give the Levites cities to dwell in from the inheritance of their possession. And you shall also give the Levites common land around the cities. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle and their herds and for all their animals. The common land of the cities which you give the Levites shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west and on the north side 2,000 cubits. The city shall be in the middle. This shall belong to them as common land for the cities. Now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint 6 cities of refuge to which a manslayer may flee, and to these you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levites shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land. And the cities which you shall give shall be from the possession of the children of Israel. From the larger tribes you shall give many. From the smaller tribes you shall give few. Each shall give some of its cities to the Levites in proportion to the inheritance that each receives. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. And of the cities which you give, you shall have six cities of refuge. You shall appoint three cities on this side of the Jordan, and three cities you shall appoint in the land of Canaan, which will be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there. But if he strikes him with an iron impediment so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he strikes him with a stone in the hand by which one could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he strikes him with a wooden hand weapon by which he could die, and he does die, he is a murderer. And the murderer shall surely be put to death. The avenger of blood himself shall put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. If he pushes him out of hatred, or while lying in wait, hurls something at him so he dies, or in enmity he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. However, if he pushes him suddenly without enmity, or throws anything at him without lying in wait, or uses a stone by which a man could die, throwing it at him without seeing him, so that he dies while he was not his enemy or seeking his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of blood according to these judgments. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he has fled, and he shall remain there until the death of the high priest who was appointed with holy oil. But if the manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he fled, the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of the city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be a statute of judgment to you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. But one witness is not sufficient testimony against a person for the death penalty. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death, and you shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for the blood defiles the land, and no atonement shall be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. Now the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, and the families of the sons of Joseph came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the chief fathers of the children of Israel, and they said, the Lord commanded my Lord Moses to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord has commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of my brother Zelophehad to his daughters. Now, if they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and it will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So it will be taken from the lot of our inheritance.
And when the jubilee of the children of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Then Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, what the tribe of the sons of Joseph speak is right. This is what the Lord commands concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they think best, but they may marry only within the family of their father's tribe. So the inheritance of the children of Israel shall not change hands from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep the inheritance of the tribe of his father. And every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be the wife of one of the family of her father's tribe, so that the children of Israel each may possess the inheritance of his father. Thus, no inheritance shall change hands from one tribe to another, but every tribe of the children of Israel shall keep its own inheritance. Just as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad, and for Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married to the sons of their father's brothers. They were married into the families of the children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of their father's family. These are the commandments and judgments with the Lord, which the Lord commanded the children of Israel by the hand of Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. I have read and you have heard from Numbers chapters 33 through 36 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep in mind and never forget, today is the day of salvation. Jesus is forever beckoning, amen, for you to come closer, for you to be aligned and realigned with him. Remember this always, that we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe, with our Creator, and with our Maker. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And there is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is that day, the day of salvation. Amen. The day for those that already know him to come closer, and for those that know him not to come into the hands of the Lord. Amen. He is knocking at your heart. He has been pursuing you hard and waiting for you to say yes. Let today be the day of your big yes. Let your yes be yes to the Lord, for every promise that he has written is yes and amen for you. Don't give up your inheritance. Don't give up those promises that God has given you. They are to his sons and his daughters, to those that have come into the family of God, those that are a part of the kingdom of righteousness, the righteousness of God, not the righteousness that the world has said is right. Amen. But know that the Lord, he is God, and there is no other. Jesus is Lord, and he is our salvation. He is our hope for today, our hope for tomorrow. He is the one that is in control of all things. He is your healer. He is your help. He's your provider. He is your sustainer. He is Lord. Amen. Say yes, amen, this morning. Amen. Say yes to his direction. Say yes, amen, to his commandments. Say yes to his standards. Say yes to his gift of salvation. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, amen, when Peter rose up after they had been filled with the Spirit of God, amen, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, he rose up in the midst of the men and brethren that were there who thought there was something strange going on with them because they were able to hear their own native tongue, coming out of men who were uneducated and had not learned those things in natural school. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke through them mightily and supernaturally, and they were able to speak in tongues that those men were able to hear. Amen. And after that, Peter rose up and he preached Jesus to them, the one whom they had crucified. He told them all about him. And once he had finished that speech, that message that he preached them, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And you shall, just like we did, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's to you and to your sons and to your daughters and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. Glory to God. He's calling you today, amen, to follow that same command that those men did in Jerusalem, the men and brethren that were gathered there on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When he preached that message, he instructed them to repent, to turn away from their sin, to turn away from their wickedness, their unrighteousness, and to humble themselves before God and ask him for forgiveness. And when you do that and begin to call upon the name of the Lord, amen, he will come and he will fill you and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And he will direct your life directly into eternity. Amen. He will transition all things in your life. They will turn. Amen. And they will turn on a dime at something. Some things you'll have to wait. And other things will change suddenly because of the presence of the Lord in your life. You have this inheritance that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Amen. And that the Lord will hear everything that you speak. He will hear your prayer. And that he will never forsake you. David said, amen, I once was young and now I'm old. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. This is the inheritance of the upright, the inheritance of those that said yes to Jesus. Amen. Our Lord, our Savior, our deliverer, our strength. Amen. Say yes to the Lord today. He is here. He is here. He is here. Amen. To fill you with his presence and amen. And to help you to understand those things that have confounded you, those things that you found curious, those things that you just don't get, don't understand. What is this? Why is this happening? Lord, have mercy. Move, Jesus. Amen. God will. He will. He always comes to see about his children. Amen. We see it throughout the word over and over and over again. Even when his children turned away from him, the Lord rescued them. Amen. And he came hard after them. Amen. And he destroyed their enemies and he lifted them up and gave them. Amen. He gave them what they had need of. Glory to God. And he is still doing that today. Jesus is his name. There is no other way to receive salvation. Don't be fooled. Amen. There's many substitutes out there, many counterfeits out there. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. Jesus is the only way to life. He's the only way to salvation. He's the only way to see God in peace. He's the one who reconciled our dead relationship with the Father so that we can now go boldly, amen, before him in prayer, and he hears us. Amen. Say yes. Let today be the day of your big yes. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.